This is Certainties, a Star Wars Rogue One solo, a Star Wars story, Rebellion era fanfic, written by Spooky Kingdom Starlight and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Jyn Erso Kira, with additional tags for post solo a Star Wars story, pre Rogue One, alternate universe canon divergence. Kira recruits Jyn to Crimson Dawn. First meetings, kissing, loyalty. It wasn't Kira's intention to pick up strays. In fact, she tried to avoid doing just that, well aware that the price was often high and the costs exacted on the bodies of those strays too great. As Crimson Dawn's leader, it was her job to ensure everything they did was for the greater good. In this case, the procurement of money and power. Not at all surprisingly, little lost orphans were generally not what anyone considered valuable material. Besides, she was a crime lord. She wasn't a petty criminal the way Lady Proxima had been. She didn't need to pluck children off the street to better serve her ends. She had loyal lieutenants to do her bidding, and a galaxy full of potential allies who feared her. There was no point, she'd found, in forcing people who didn't want to join up to do just that. In this, she was different than Dryden. She knew what happened to people like Dryden who did just that. She'd been what happened to people like Dryden. Then a little lost orphan spit in her face and all bets were off. "Criff you," she'd said, voice a barely contained storm. Her face was mottled with bruises, blood congealed in thin streaks on her cheeks and across her jaw. A few bruises were beginning to bloom like dark flowers against her pallid skin. There was fury in her eyes, a rictus of anger so deep that Kira couldn't help but sympathize. In truth, the orphan wasn't so little, but Kira knew well the type. This woman believed herself alone in the universe, and she was unhappy about it. She may not have known it. Kira hadn't known it herself, not really. Not the true source of her unhappiness, not until long after it hadn't mattered. But it was the truth. "Well," Kira said, as pleasant as she knew how to be. It was a trick she'd picked up from Dryden. Nothing unsettled your enemies so much as a pleasant aspect. Of course, you had to be willing to back it up with violence, but Kira had learned never to have a problem with that. Pulling a handkerchief from the inside pocket of her jacket, she cleaned the saliva from her cheek and forced herself not to grimace. "That is a courteous greeting, Liana Halleck. Do you know who I am?" "Do I need to?" Liana asked. She spoke as though that were truly her name, that she'd shed her real identity somewhere along the way. Kira had half a mind to push her even further just to see what she did. How would she react if Kira said the name Jyn Erso? What if that threat dangled above her head? It was well known that Crimson Dawn skirted close enough to the Empire to be a true threat to the daughter of the Empire's least well-hidden secret. The right word in the right ear, and Jyn would be on her way to a detention block to serve as motivation for Galen Erso. But, in truth, Kira didn't want that for Jyn. Perhaps on a different day she might have. Perhaps if they'd met only a few weeks earlier or later, Kira might have felt differently. But today was not one of those days. And Kira wanted very much to see this woman on Crimson Dawn's side. The only question was how. She was no rebel, that was for sure, though she dressed the part well enough. Nor did she seem to care much about fighting or helping the Empire, something Crimson Dawn was ill-equipped to do regardless. Kira showed no love for them, but they were useful. And so long as they kept clear of Kira's operations, she saw no reason to quarrel with them. She could neither appeal to the angels of Jin's better nature or the demons. But, oh, Kira wanted her all the same. Anybody who was willing to confront her was worth knowing, worth shaping into something greater than this small-time criminal, the pettiest of the petty. She'd been hurt. She distrusted easily. That was something Kira could use. Saw Guerrera's loss would be Kira's gain. "Allow me to make a proposition," she said, a smile crossing her lips. Whatever Jin saw on her face, it stilled her, got her curious instead of pissed off. "Good. That was good. I think you'll like it." Jin stood sentinel in Kira's office, as she often did. Or rather, she leaned against the edge of the desk, her arms crossed, and glared at Kira's latest business associate as he stammered his way through his agreement to Kira's terms. She didn't glance at her baton, Jin didn't, but she didn't have to. Jin's skill with the weapon was well known and feared. Her face, though Kira couldn't see it, was stony and blank. She'd heard from some of her allies that it was nearly as terrifying as the pleasant smile Kira offered to those she was going to stab in the back. Kira always knew Jin would be a good investment, and she had paid back that faith 1,000 times over since she first joined Crimson Dawn. Business concluded, the man bolted toward the door, barely glancing back. Jin's huff of amusement chased him out, and even Kira had a hard time keeping herself from laughing. Some of the people she worked with were less impressive than others. He was one of those types. But since he was useful, she put up with it. "I'm beginning to think you enjoy intimidating them," Kira said, rounding her desk. Her fingers brushed across Jin's chin, held the delicate slope between them. Jin tipped her head up a little, defiant always. "That it's fun for you." In truth, it was kind of fun for Kira to watch Jin at work. Jin, her most loyal lieutenant. Her love. The woman who stood with her even through the worst of what Kira needed to do in order to succeed at her job. There was no one who'd seen the worst of Kira the way Jin had. And she never, ever flinched. Kira loved that about her. "I happen to take pleasure in my work," Jin answered, prim. Anyone else would have thought the grimness of her expression indicated the opposite, but Kira knew the truth. Jin did enjoy scaring the weak and vile people Kira was forced to associate with in order to accomplish anything of consequence with Crimson Dawn. She knew, too, that one day Jin hoped to parlay that power Kira built into something that could take on Orson Krennic's advanced weapons project. Kira would happily give that to her when the time was right, but only when the time was right. That was the bargain they struck. Everything since then was sentiment, pure and simple. And Kira couldn't bring herself to care. She would cut Jin out of her life if she had to, carve Jin into pieces if her own safety and security demanded. But Jin had never given her cause to doubt, and she was not Dryden. She refused to succumb to unwarranted paranoia. Jin continued, "Is there anything the matter with that, truly?" Kira kissed her deeply, her tongue sliding past Jin's lips to curl behind Jin's teeth. Jin opened for her, as she always did. For her, and only for her. To anyone else, Jin was cold and distant. For Kira, she was the opposite. And Kira loved her for it. Kira would love her forever for it, if Jin allowed it. She did so hope that Jin allowed it. Not in the slightest, Kira offered. Her hands skimmed down Jin's body, rested at the curve of her hips, hidden well beneath her armor and combat gear. She always dressed the part of loyal enforcer. Come, our work is done for the day. One step closer to their shared goal. It was a good day. Let's enjoy the rest of it by ourselves. Jin nodded and took Kira's hand. Kira didn't doubt in the slightest that she always would. The end. Author's notes. Recorded for Star Wars Rare Pair Exchange 2018 for Inquisitor Toru. Reader's notes. I have been searching for a good Crime Lord Kira fic for ages. And this one, when I read it, gave me that delicious blend of badass and danger and just that little bit of softness in the way Kira compares Jin to her own past self and that whole, like, I am not Dryden, like, refrain that's going through. And I love it so much. Plus, there's that pause in the middle where you're like, how did we get from point A to point C? And you just have to imagine all the ways that Kira must have persuaded Jin. And then the two of them feeling out this partnership that's equal parts sentimentality and pragmatism. Like that bit where Kira's like, she could do it. She could cut Jin out. She's not going to be happy about it, but she could do it. Oh, that whole thing was just so good for me. I didn't realize how much I was going to love Jin Kira with their, like, different outlooks on life and their what am I willing to do to achieve my ends. But the idea of Jin as Kira's, like, go-to henchwoman / right-hand man / one vulnerability in a sea of sharks, I don't know, it's really good for me. Anyway, thank you so much to Spooky Kingdom Starlight for giving me permission to podfic this. I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.